I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Tuesday, March 9th. What to know about the CDC's newest guidance explaining what you can and cannot do once you've gotten your COVID-19 vaccines. And there's a new surge at the border. What's happening now with migrant children and the response to it. Plus, why there's now a push to boycott the Winter Olympics, how much the first ever tweet could be sold for, and what to expect from the youngest Nobel Peace Prize winner as she teams up with Apple. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. As millions of Americans get their COVID-19 shots, they're getting new guidance to know what's safe once they're fully vaccinated. The CDC put out new guidelines this week. They give vaccinated people the green light to go back to at least some pre-pandemic activities. For example, the CDC says fully vaccinated people can visit indoors with other people who have also gotten their shots, and they don't need to worry about wearing masks or social distancing. They can also visit with some other people who are not yet vaccinated as long as those people are at low risk of getting a serious case of COVID-19, or in other words, they do not have a pre-existing condition and they're not a senior citizen. That said, even once you are vaccinated, the CDC does still ask that you keep wearing masks in public and that you should keep avoiding crowds since you never know who else might be at high risk. The CDC says more activities will be okayed once the number of cases and deaths go down a bit more. Also, when more science comes out about how well the vaccines actually work to help cut down the spread or transmission of COVID-19. And to be clear, you are considered fully vaccinated 2 weeks after getting both doses of the Moderna or Pfizer shots, or 2 weeks after getting the one-dose vaccine from Johnson & Johnson. About 10% of the U.S. population is now fully vaccinated so far. And as more shots roll out, a lot more people are becoming eligible. In fact, as of this week, grade school teachers in every U.S. state qualify for a vaccine. The U.S. is seeing a concerning trend on the southern border. A lot more migrant children are trying to get into the U.S. and shelters are filling up fast. The New York Times got a hold of documents that show more than 3,000 children were detained at the U.S.-Mexico border just in the last 2 weeks. That's more than triple the number from 2 weeks earlier. And one former Homeland Security official told CBS News, the current number of children in Border Patrol custody right now is the highest in the agency's history. Of course, a lot more adults and families have also been trying to cross the border. But while adults and families are often turned away, the rules are different for unaccompanied children, or the ones who show up on their own. The U.S. is forced to find space for them until they're placed with vetted adult sponsors. From there, they'll have the option to seek asylum, or they could still end up getting sent back to their home countries. But for now, many are being held in facilities that were actually built for adults. And these facilities have been widely criticized. Some migrants have called them dog kennels or ice boxes. They're really only meant to hold migrants for a very short time. The kids are supposed to move to shelters specifically meant for children within 3 days. Well, The Times is reporting it's been longer than that lately, partly because those facilities are overwhelmed and they're just days away from maximum capacity already. The federal government has now reopened an emergency facility in South Texas to create even more space and is looking for more solutions. Critics are calling the situation a crisis and blame President Biden for loosening restrictions at the border. But Biden has said it's the humane thing to do, even as he tells migrants now is not the time to come. To be continued. Today, the former police officer charged with killing George Floyd is going to be back in court. It's time to select the jury for his murder trial, which is set to start later this month. Remember, Derek Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter. Prosecutors say he killed George Floyd in Minneapolis last May by kneeling on his neck for more than 9 minutes during a police investigation. And as you know, the whole thing was captured on video. Still, defense attorneys are reportedly going to argue George Floyd actually died from drug use and an underlying health condition, not from Chauvin's restraint. Meanwhile, security in Minneapolis is tight. Concrete barriers have gone up, as well as fencing around the courthouse. Hundreds of people have been gathering in the area the last couple days, demanding justice for George Floyd. Protesters held banners and spoke over loudspeakers, calling on jurors to, quote, do the right thing. So far, all protests have been peaceful. Another Senate Republican has decided to retire instead of run for re-election next year. Senator Roy Blunt from Missouri is now the fifth Republican to bow out of the 2022 midterms. This came as a shock to a lot of lawmakers. Blunt holds a powerful position in Congress as the chairman of two committees and the fourth highest-ranking Republican member of the Senate. Blunt is 71 years old, and in his announcement, he mentioned he's already served decades in public service and won 14 other elections. So it seems he's had enough. But of course, since he's now one of five, some politics watchers are wondering if there's something bigger playing into the trend. In fact, one GOP strategist thinks it's possible these Republicans want out of an environment that could pit pro-Trump Republicans against more traditional conservatives. Either way, Blunt's retirement paves the way for a crowded, competitive Republican primary in Missouri, followed by a closely watched election. And it will not be the only one. All in all, there are 34 Senate seats up for grabs in next year's midterms. We'll be keeping you updated. All right, we have much more news still ahead. But first, this episode of The Newsworthy is presented by America's leading beverage companies who are working together to reduce plastic waste in our environment. Not all plastic is the same. America's beverage companies are carefully designing 100% recyclable plastic bottles, including the caps. Their bottles are made to be remade, and they're investing in community recycling programs to help get more bottles back so they can be turned into material used to make new bottles. That completes the circle and reduces plastic waste. Please help get every bottle back. Learn more at everybottleback.org. Again, that's everybottleback.org. Okay, now back to the news. Tennis star Novak Djokovic set another new record. He's now spent a total of 311 weeks as the number one ranked tennis player in the world. And that means he has now surpassed the record once held by another legend, Roger Federer, by just 1 week. Djokovic called reaching the milestone a relief and says it means he can now focus on just winning titles. Already, he's won 18 Grand Slams. For now, Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal still hold the record for the most Grand Slams with 20 each. Pressure is growing for the U.S. to boycott next year's Winter Olympics. The Games are supposed to happen in Beijing next February, but more than 180 human rights groups and some lawmakers in Congress say the U.S. should boycott because of human rights abuses in China. Remember, the U.S. has declared China is committing genocide against Uyghur Muslims. The U.S. accuses China of detaining more than a million of them and putting them in re-education and labor camps. So some people feel it would send China the message that America will not stand for human rights abuses if the U.S. were to pull out of the Beijing Olympics. One congressman even introduced a resolution urging the U.S. to skip the games unless they're moved to a new host country. But opponents say a boycott will accomplish little to nothing except to deprive star athletes of the opportunity to compete. Either way, China is already pushing back. It said last week these boycott talks are, quote, doomed to fail, and that this effort is just politicizing sports. For now, no country is actually committed to a boycott, and the International Olympic Committee says it's still committed to holding the Winter Games in China. The first ever tweet is now up for auction. Back in 2006, Twitter CEO and co-founder Jack Dorsey tweeted, quote, just setting up my Twitter. Well, now he's putting that tweet up for sale as an NFT. Remember, NFTs, or non-fungible tokens, are essentially unique digital tokens that are verified by the owner. And they've become hugely popular just in recent months. They're traded on the blockchain, similar to cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, but NFTs aren't actually money. Instead, they've been used for everything from digital art to highlight clips of sports plays, and now even tweets. Dorsey shared a link to a platform called Valuables that lets people buy and sell tweets autographed by their creators. And get this, at last check, Dorsey's first ever tweet has reached a bid of $2.5 million. Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai is taking her passions to the small screen. The 23-year-old activist will work with Apple to produce dramas, comedies, children's series, documentaries, and more that will stream on Apple TV+. Yousafzai told Reuters she wants to introduce people to new voices and perspectives, and she hopes young girls will be inspired by her work. Already, Yousafzai has spent years promoting girls' education. When she was 12, she started blogging for the BBC about what it was like to live in Pakistan under Taliban rule. A few years later, she was shot in the head by a Taliban gunman. Fortunately, she recovered and kept fighting against girls' oppression. At 17, she became the youngest Nobel Peace Prize laureate ever. No word yet on when her shows and movies will drop on Apple TV+, so stay tuned. First, it was a book, then it became the most watched scripted miniseries on Netflix, and now The Queen's Gambit is getting turned into a musical. The production company Level Forward got the rights to bring the story of an orphan-turned-chess prodigy to the stage. The company has already co-produced 4 Broadway shows just in 2019, but Level Forward has not given any details about this project or when we could see it go live. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, where we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, this episode is brought to you by BlueBlocks. BlueBlocks has great, high-quality options for blue light glasses, but their selection does not stop there. Not only do they offer 3 different types of lenses, they also have a 100% light-blocking sleep mask and 2 light bulbs. You can also get your lenses with or without a prescription, or choose readers. No matter what, BlueBlocks creates their products with the peer-reviewed research about blue light and health in mind. The team also makes fashion a priority and launches new lines of frames every 6 to 12 months to make sure you have the latest on-trend styles. And finally, BlueBlocks is the only blue light glasses company with a charity partnership. I love that they donate a pair of reading glasses to someone in need for each pair of BlueBlocks glasses sold, giving the gift of sight to those who cannot afford it. So learn more and get 20% off your order at blueblocks.com/newsworthy. That's BlueBlocks, BlueBlox.com/newsworthy. BlueBlox.com/newsworthy to get 20% off your BlueBlocks order. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, what is the painting La Gioconda more commonly known as? You can answer this week's question in our quiz posted to Instagram stories, so find and follow us on Instagram. We're at NewsworthyPod, and then you can play along. As for last week's trivia question, the moon has how many phases? The answer is 8. Of course, the one we all know is the full moon, when it appears completely lit up in the sky, but there are also 7 other phases. There's a new moon, when you can't see the moon at all from Earth, plus there are 2 different crescents, that's when you can see the smallest slivers, 2 quarters, that make it look like half the moon is lit up, and 2 gibbous moons, that means it's almost full. Every month, the moon cycles through all 8 phases. Of course, the moon does not shine itself, it just reflects sunlight. So depending on where the moon is as it orbits the Earth, depends on how much of the lit side we're able to see. Shout out to Joey, Katie, Kirsten, Jessica, and everyone who played along on Instagram. All right, thank you so much for listening today and making the Newsworthy part of your daily routine. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.